The fifth trade policy review has allowed us to considerably deepen our understanding of Peru's trade and investment policies, and in particular of the changes introduced since the last review in 2013. I would like to thank the Peruvian delegation, headed by Mrs. Sayuri Bayona, Vice Minister of Foreign Trade, and, of course, Madam Ambassador Silvia Alfaro, head of the delegation in Geneva, for their positive and constructive engagement throughout the review process. I would also like to profusely thank our discussant, Ambassador Tan Hun Seng, Permanent Representative of Singapore to the WTO, for his very interesting and very insightful remarks, as well as the 35 delegations which took the floor the first day and today for their active participation. Peru was widely praised for its commitment to trade liberalization and for achieving solid economic growth, with real GDP expanding at an annual average rate of 4% between 2013 and 2018, while maintaining a relatively low level of inflation and reducing poverty levels. These positive results have been underpinned by solid macroeconomic policies, including measures to ensure fiscal sustainability. Members also commended Peru for maintaining an economic strategy that included unilateral reductions in import tariffs, the promotion and diversification of exports, and measures to enhance productivity and competitiveness. In particular, members applauded Peru's firm commitment to open markets amidst growing external challenges. Members welcomed Peru's efforts to improve governance and to tackle tax non-compliance. While commending Peru for these achievements, members also noted that challenges remained in some areas, including the need to further alleviate poverty and promote social inclusion, particularly in rural areas, and to also enhance investment in infrastructure and pursue further structural reform. Members commended Peru's strong commitment to the multilateral trading system and its active participation in the WTO. They also noted Peru's support for MC11 initiatives, such as those on e-commerce, MISMIS, and women's economic empowerment. Peru was also commended for its support for agricultural reform and for a successful agreement on fishery subsidies negotiations. Members also welcomed Peru's ratification of the Trade Facilitation Agreement and its good notification record. Some members encouraged Peru to join the expansion of the Information Technology Agreement. It was also acknowledged during the review period Peru had actively pursued the conclusion of free trade agreements and that five such agreements had been signed, including the Pacific Alliance, the Comprehensive and Progressive Agreement for Trans-Pacific Partnership, and other bilateral agreements with key trading partners. Members expressed their appreciation for Peru's open investment regime and for the measures adopted to foster private investment, which have resulted in a significant increase in the country's FDI stock. Interest was also expressed with respect to the incentives provided to MISMIS. In addition, members were appreciative of the National Strategic Export Plan, PENEX 2025, which seeks the internationalization of Peruvian enterprises, the increase in exports of value-added goods and services, and the enhancement of competitiveness of the export sector. Members did acknowledge that since the last review, Peru had adopted several measures geared at facilitating trade. This included strengthening the single window for foreign trade, measures to improve foreign trade logistics, the simplification of administrative formalities, and the establishment of a National Trade Facilitation Committee. Peru was praised for its unilateral import tariff reductions, which led to an average MFN tariff of just 2.2% in 2019, considered as one of the lowest among WTO members. Members also noted the decrease in the use of trade remedies, in particular, the lower number of anti-dumping investigations initiated during the review period. Members also referred to trade policy areas where they thought further improvements would be welcome. These areas include different taxation rules on domestic alcoholic beverages, PISCO, labeling requirements regarding food packages, the GMO moratorium, and certification of imports of processed food of animal origin. Members also raised questions regarding Peru's standardization and accreditation policies. Some members did express concern with respect to the application and effect of the price ban system for certain agricultural products, especially regarding rice. Members did acknowledge the changes introduced by Peru to improve the efficiency of its government procurement regime and adapt it to best international practices, including OECD recommendations, as referred to and we heard today from the minister. Members did encourage and invite Peru to participate in the GPA, and Peru was also commended for improvements in enforcement of intellectual property rights. Since the last review, members noted the introduction of a national intellectual property plan. Members did raise questions regarding the protection of geographical indications, damages for copyright infringement, enforcement and judicial remedies, among other issues. The importance of the mining sector for Peru's economy was highlighted, as more than 60% of exports are mineral products. Some members were appreciative of the sector's openness to foreign investment, but cautioned against the effects of fluctuating international prices and hence welcomed Peru's current efforts to diversify exports. Members commended Peru for maintaining an open services regime. In particular, they noted the introduction of measures to foster the development and competition in the telecom sector. Acknowledging the improvements made respect to financial intermediation, members noted that more needs to be done to enhance financial inclusion. In their written submissions, members raised questions regarding recent changes to lift restrictions in maritime cabotage and developments in civil aviation. In her interventions, the representative of Peru provided detailed explanations regarding different components of Peru's economic and trade strategies, including measures taken under PENEX 2025, measures to provide competitiveness and productivity, the simplification of sanitary requirements, and actions to foster the participation of MISMIS in international markets. She also highlighted that Peru's open policies had been instrumental in promoting growth and reducing poverty, and affirmed that Peru was committed to face the remaining challenges regarding infrastructure, institutional reform, sustainable development, and social inclusion. She emphasized that the core role of the WTO played in Peru's trade policy and international trade negotiations was very important, as well as the contribution of the organization to the stability and predictability of the multilateral trading system. Peru has provided answers to almost all 380 advanced written questions raised by members. And as we heard from the minister, Peru is open to continuing dialogue with its trading partners on issues of concern. This trade policy review will be successfully concluded once Peru has replied to all outstanding and supplemental questions that were posed during the meeting to be submitted in a month's time. I believe members felt heartened by the good results achieved by Peru during the review period and encouraged Peru to further persevere in that path and address the remaining challenges. I hope that the discussion held during this review will prove useful to Peru in the continued implementation of economic and trade reforms and in its pursuit of policies to achieve sustainable growth and increase productivity and competitiveness. May I extend my own personal congratulations to the delegation of Peru and the minister and Ambassador Alfaro, and safe travels back to capital for the capital-based delegation. This ends our trade policy review of Peru, and I do look forward to seeing all members and delegations again at our next meeting, which will be the last meeting on the 18th and 20th of November, when the Trade Policy Review Body will be reviewing the trade policies of the Lao PDR. Additionally, I would like to inform you that at the beginning of the meeting for the Lao TPR, members will be invited to consider for adoption the Trade Policy Review Body's annual report. I have prepared a draft report which will be made available to members for their comments before the end. This will be released before the end of this week. And I would welcome receiving any comments or revisions by the first week of November, which will be enough time for us to make revisions ahead of the Lao TPR. Thank you again to all delegations for their active participation during the Peru Trade Policy Review. And again, my warm congratulations to the Peruvian delegation. This concludes our meeting today. The meeting is adjourned.